This is Leo Babeu for KTWH, and it's Valentine's Day, February 14th. Perfectly apropos, I think, for talking about expressions on the radio. A lot of people are expressing various emotions today, but I have one of our founding members of community radio, in fact, the person who had the germ of this whole idea, Fran Kelleher, joining me this morning. Welcome aboard, Fran, to the Cross Divides.
Thank you, Leo.
Great to have you.
I think maybe this is a first.
I think so. We'll have to have this one framed, the audio file framed, after all these years. Yeah. Going back to 2011 when we'd have meetings with three people and wonder if we're going in circles forever. Eventually, we actually had the local media writing about the fact that community radio was hatching in Two Harbors, Fran. And can you fill me in? How did that all go? As it turned out, can you give me an update?
It seems to be carrying on, remarkably.
Yeah.
Much to our amazement.
I was kind of shocked and horrified the other week when I did some counting and realized we had surpassed 100 months on the air. And I thought, we're on our way to 10 years is still a bit off. I shouldn't get overconfident, but 100 months, wow. Anyway, Fran, I thought it would be a great time to talk to you about this new opportunity that you have helped launch on our airwaves after these number of years where we've had all kinds of different shows where people in far-off places are reading poetry or talking about literature. We've also had a wonderful Literally from the North Shore series that often featured local writers being read on the radio. But now we're talking about local people writing for radio to prompts and expressing themselves, even recording themselves, talking about issues and ideas on the air. And what a great idea. How did we get here?
Well, good question. It actually happened kind of by accident. If we trace it back to an email that a small community radio station out in California managed to sneak into a listserv that we subscribed to, notice about a program they were going to be doing on 9/11 this year, and that listserv is not intended for that type of notice. But they didn't know that, and we didn't know that. I just thought, oh, this is an interesting idea. They were taking submissions from people of either their memories of the original 9/11 or what it means to them. Maybe they weren't alive in 2001, but everybody has an impression of it. And so they were taking writer submissions of, I believe, up to around 300 words or 2.5 minutes recorded. I don't remember when I contacted them about that show, if I had in mind that we would run it long term or if I was just interested in that particular show, but I sent an email to the address they gave out that people should send their submissions to, just inquiring if we could make use of the program, if we could air it on our station. And about 10 minutes later, I happened to send it from the radio studio there, and Leo happened to be there too, and Leo took a call from the guy I had just emailed 10 minutes before. I talked to him for, I don't know, 20 minutes or half an hour or something, and we did indeed run that program on KTWH. It was the first, actually they had so many responses, they carried it over 2 weeks, and the first one was on 9/11, and then the following week, 9/18, I guess. It included submissions from three of us here at KTWH. It's a weekly program they had been doing since the advent of COVID back in March 2020. They came up with this model as an idea of something people could be doing while they're isolated at home when the lockdown started. And so they have been doing this as a weekly show for an hour. They put out a prompt every week. And so the one that caught our interest was this one about 9/11. They announce a prompt at the end of each show, and people respond for the next week, and then they share the responses the following week, following Monday. So they do it live at 9 o'clock their time, and I've been listening. Then that's at 11 o'clock our time if I get a chance to listen to it live. And then they repeat it later that day, and then they also post those episodes on SoundCloud. They have a email list of people who want to receive the prompt every week if maybe they weren't able to listen to the show live, but they want to know right away every week what the prompt is and think about responding.
They are in the small town Gualala in Northern California. Do I have that
right? Right.
And yet they have responses from a fair number of places, far-flung places in the U.S., don't they?
Right. And I don't know exactly the story behind that, because the program actually is only shared with one other station besides us. We did then latch onto it, and we've run it ever since. But it's shared with one other station quite close to them in California. We've been the only ones to ask, I guess, so far. But they have people submitting from Maine and Connecticut and other places. Most of them are in their area. It's on the coast north of San Francisco, Mendocino County area. When I told them we are a small, low-power station and serve a small city of 3,600 people, and he said, well, that sounds like a lot to them. I think it's not low power, but I don't believe, but I have a hunch it might be all volunteer. The couple of retired people, Peggy Berryhill and Mark Sanford Gross, are the hosts of this show, and Peggy Berryhill and her partner Susan founded the station, is my understanding, and she retired from a career in, including public radio, and Mark was in written journalism. My impression is it's some retired people like you and me, Leo.
Dutifully chained to the board in the studio, yes.
Right, yeah.
Enjoying the whole bit. Yep.
Apparently it's quite a small population of people that they serve, but they're quite an institution in their community, as are we, or becoming, I guess. I don't know how long they've been on the air, actually. That would be interesting to find out.
Fran, we're speaking today with Fran Kelleher, who is a behind-the-scenes producer and on-air programmer here at KTWH, who goes back, way back in the history of KTWH. Anyway, we're talking about the advent of a local writing opportunity, a forum on community radio, and the roots that the show has in the show being done out in California. So how do we go from hearing about and hearing that first 9/11 prompt, and those were two amazing episodes, Fran, to where we are today, thinking about our own hybridization of the show? What is it that we're doing?
Right. For the time being, it's a hybrid. And we're calling it morphed from the KGUA Writers Show to Listeners' Voices. For one thing, we wanted to take writers out of the title, because really, Mark is really big on this, and we definitely are carrying on the mission of getting submissions from people who don't necessarily think of themselves as writers. You don't have to be a writer to contribute to this. He encourages free writing, which is just a spontaneous response to what the prompt is, not thinking it over, mulling it over, and going through numerous drafts and refining it. I'm sure there are people who do that, and I think we all probably do it a little bit to one extent or another. But yeah, it is to help other people think about their response to these prompts, and it's to get to know your community a little better, too. That's partly, they were, with COVID, the advent of COVID, they're all isolated out there, and they wanted to hear from each other, and that was a way for them to do it in their community. And then somehow they got these other contributors too from elsewhere. And that's part of our mission too, is to get more local voices and listeners' voices, whether you're local or not. If you're listening to us, you have some interest in us or our community or something. We want to know about it, and we want to hear from people. But they might not just be motivated to contact us and tell us something just randomly. So putting a prompt out there one week to the next, something might strike people that they feel like they can share. Also, I want to be sure to stress, they can be anonymous submissions as well. You don't have to, we probably will know who you are from your email address maybe, or however you submit, but we definitely are committed to respecting people's wishes to remain anonymous, if you so.
Yeah, we might surmise who you are, but we're not going to be sharing that if you don't want us to.
Right.
Your trust is imperative to making, you know, self-expression appealing to people. So, Fran, what are some of the nuts and bolts about when we can expect this show to be recurring, and how we learn about the prompts, and where we share our thoughts to the people that are running this hybrid show?
Okay. Yeah, the details. Right now, the hybrid version is running at 11 o'clock on Saturdays, which is where we've been running the KGUA Writers Show for the last several months since September. Well, the inaugural show was last Saturday, so it's a little premature to be doing this, because things will kind of sort out. It's a work in progress, but I think that hour will probably stay devoted to, if not the live version, then a replay version of live show we may do a day or two ahead of that. with figuring out the timing of that still. We welcome submissions from anyone, as I said, whether you think of yourself as a writer or not. If you're hearing this one way or another, then you're welcome to contribute. And you do so by knowing our email address. The email address is kpwhwriters@gmail.com. So I hadn't realized we don't really want to put the label writers on it too much to discourage people who don't think of themselves as writers.
But we don't want a whole sentence either for a Gmail address.
People who don't think of themselves as writers@gmail.com.
Not necessarily written.com. Yeah, no.
Yeah, right. That's the point, too. You can either type out your response and into an email and send it to kpwhwriters@gmail.com. Or you can also record a voice memo. If you have a smartphone that does voice recordings, not voice text, but voice memo, and one of the sharing options, if you're not familiar with this, it might be three little dots, or there'll be some icon to touch that is how you can share that memo you just recorded. And email will be one of the options, and they just put our email in there and send it. And we had at least one submitted that way last week. Becky Norlene shared hers with us that way. You can also bring it to our studio, written ones. I suppose if you recorded one, we could take it off of a USB drive or something. You can mail it to us anonymously if you really want to be anonymous.
Let's make this multimedia, definitely. The U.S. Postal Service can get involved. Absolutely.
Yeah, P.O. Box 622, Two Harbors, 55616. We are a little bit more liberal with the lengths of our invited submissions just because we think it'll take a while to get a following enough that time might ever become an issue. So, I'm the only one that has approached the 500-word limit so far. I was over 400 words somewhere. We'd like to keep a cap of about 500 words or about 4 minutes of recording. The recordings that have been submitted as individuals' contributions have not come anywhere near that either, but you're welcome to contribute up to that amount. We had an interesting session at the Bayview Apartments last week that several of our responses. So the prompt for our first inaugural episode was, what do you think of this exceptional winter we're having? And like everybody's talking about it all the time, we thought it would be a good one to get a response to. And sure enough, several people gathered to discuss the fact, and several people gathered to discuss the phenomenon, this thing we're living through. It was across the board, more negative response than positive, perhaps. But there certainly are upsides to it, of course. Everybody can see that, whether you come down more on the positive or negative side. But so that was less of a considered writing piece to be sitting around and talking about this. But it was local people's responses to that question, that issue, and a big part of our mission is to engage more local people's voices on our station, and
absolutely.
So we were good with that.
Is that possibly a tactic, an approach going forward, is that when you're shy on submissions, you may go out in public and seek some friendly faces to respond to a prompt in the street or in an apartment complex?
It's possible. There was a lot of noise in the background last week,
yeah.
So it wasn't an ideal setting. We don't have a regular thing in mind yet, but we do have a roving reporter among the volunteer crew there at KTWH who happened to be part of that gathering at Bayview last week, and I'm thinking maybe we could recruit him to go out and get some people on the street reactions too. So that's another reason not to call it the writer's show, because it's not necessarily considered responses. Some of it will be just sort of spontaneous responses to the prompts we put out.
Yeah, as long as people know that they're speaking to a radio audience, they might want to think twice about certain ways of phrasing their sentiments. And other than that, though, self-expression, rather than just writing. Yep.
Yeah. We already have two or three postings on our Facebook page, and we'll make a regular practice of certain time of the week, probably at the end of the week, we'll be announcing the prompt for the next week on Facebook. Possibly we're hoping to maybe post it someplace in the library or maybe get it in the community calendar in the newspaper. I don't know if they'll be up for that or not. But and of course, with promos on the radio and read during our community announcements, we'll be sure that people can find out what the prompt of the week is each week. And then we will ask for them to be, whatever we receive by Wednesday evening would be included in that week's show.
Maybe we could just address the week we're in. Are we still working on our original exceptional winter prompt?
We are, just because this kind of took everybody by surprise, and I have a feeling maybe some people wanted to listen to the first show first to see what the heck this was about before they stuck their necks out and put something out there. We have some new submissions since then, but we will do that for one more week. What do you think about this exceptional winter we're experiencing? And across the board, whatever, don't have to try to sugarcoat it. It actually, we've had a little feedback that it was negative. And there were probably more negative feelings expressed than positive ones, but we are looking forward. And we got a really nice creative one today. I was just talking. So Frances Burge definitely deserves half the credit for this show. I can't remember exactly how it evolved, but she is a co-producer in it. She hasn't been available the last few days to participate. We were just talking earlier today about how it's a prompt that is hard to be creative about. You know, if a person wants to be a creative writer, to respond to the weather is maybe not the most inspiring thing. And then about an hour after we were talking, I looked at the email and we have a really lovely poem submitted by one of our volunteers that I look forward to sharing. In fact, we're going to see if we can get her to record it herself rather than having one of us read it.
It's literally poetic verse because, yes, hard to read somebody else's poetry.
Right.
Devil is sometimes in the detail of how a person meters the words out. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's see, does that cover the nuts and bolts, kind of, at ktwhwriters@gmail.com, or bring it to our studio or a mailman? Oh, and I'll just give a little heads up on the next prompt. You can send these in at any time. We won't get to these in this week's show, but it'll be coming soon. And we are kind of borrowing this one from KGUA. The topic for the week this week was not just your favorite song, but what song would serve to introduce you to other people? What song would you nominate to convey some sense of yourself to other people if you had to do it in the form of a song?
Wow.
Yeah, so that was fun. It aired on Monday live, and we may repeat part of it this Saturday to fill in the show after we do whatever our local responses are to the weather one.
Okay.
But people can always listen to their episodes on SoundCloud. It's posted there by now. SoundCloud.com, and if you just put KGUA, they have them all archived. So you can go back and listen to a lot of them. But if you want to narrow it down to the My Song episode from this week, put in number 175. But
all right. Well, Fran, unfortunately, I'm going to have to wrap up our discussion of the Listener Voices programming that's coming our way. Mm-hmm. And did collect a couple of questions, loose end questions, like as of now, the prompt response is due by the end of the day on Wednesday. So the weather question expires at the end of today, February 14th.
Yeah, right. Although since we're not actually going to do the live one until Saturday,
okay,
if they come in late, we'll
work
them actually through Friday evening. Yeah.
And here's another question that you and I both chuckle about. We're not Facebook people, are we? You have a Facebook page?
Right.
What do I type in to get to it?
On the our Two Harvest Community Radio.
Thank you, Fran. Wanted to clarify that. I was awed that you had started a Facebook page, Fran. I wanted to congratulate you for
that
big adventure.
I don't want to take that on at all. Right. So Kim Leon is generously sharing our post.
Thank you.
And found a nice little graphic. You can look for the graphic of the quill and the ink pot there. Yeah.
Oh, that's
scroll
swell.
Down. Do you find that?
Thanks.
You can ignore all the rest. And the episode from this last weekend and subsequent, all the future ones, will be posted on our website. The first one might not be there quite yet, but it will be in the next day or two, I believe.
Fantastic.
And so people can go on here.
It will have its own label as opposed to being under the weekly interviews. It will have its own page label.
Yeah, its own heading under programs.
Wonderful.
Under the programs drop-down.
Will it be local voices then? Listeners' voices. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Yeah, I've just started hearing local voices, so to speak, from one of our taglines in the station. Yes, I'm glad this is coming to fruition like this, Fran. This is wonderful news, and I'm very grateful for the team, the collective of people, some very enthusiastic, some more than willing, despite busy schedules, to help out, and others are welcome, right?
Yeah, great. Yeah, we could use another one or two people to help share the co-hosting of the program, and welcome as whoever wants to submit prompt ideas. We certainly would welcome those at the same email, whether you want to respond to it yourself or not. And I need to thank Jane Timke for co-hosting with me last week. She may be co-hosting again off and on over the future. And we may, well, I have another recruit in mind, but I haven't actually asked her about it yet, so I won't.
don't invite her over the radio, or we might lose her.
Right. Yeah. Sorry I've babbled on so long. I hope this will fit in your interview slot there.
I have a special AI editing function that will make this perfectly smooth, Fran, right after we hang up our phone call. It's just an easy button at the desk here. So it'll be
wonderful.
It is great to get the word out about this wonderful opportunity, and I'm delighted that you guys have taken this on. So good luck, and you may be hearing from me once in a while with some random thought or two, and I'll try to keep it short and to the point. But talking about the weather, that was kind of a wide open one, Fran. I like the song prompt, so I'm going to be thinking about that one.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for your interest, and we'll be keeping everybody posted as it evolves and the time changes or the live one gets.
Work in progress, right?
Absolutely, yep. All right, thanks, Leo.
Thank you so much, Fran. You take care, and we'll see you on the radio.
Okey-doke, yep.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is Fran Kelleher, producer, programmer here at KTWH, founding member of this here community radio station, which you might know as KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online.